Tonight I'm going to speak on soundtracking your life, soundtracking your life. And I want to just review, if you weren't here last week, just review just for a few minutes about what I spoke on last week to kind of push us into tonight's sermon. I gave an illustration last week when I started off of if you were to get an automobile, and I were to tell you if you were to get in that automobile that you'd be in a terrible accident and you wouldn't die, but you'd be crippled for life. And if I could tell the future and I told you that, I doubt you'd get in the automobile. And so, but then I brought up that things are crippling our life. I also brought up the fact that young people are not surrendering to full-time service because their music does not promote it. And I also said that new upcoming churches, churches that should be started, churches who should be pastored by people, are struggling because our young people are not surrendering to preach. Now, I'm not saying that everybody in here ought to be a preacher. We couldn't have that. But if you're supposed to be, if you're supposed to be in full-time service, if you're supposed to be a missionary, ladies, whoever you're supposed to marry, don't let your music stumble you into something that you're not supposed to be. And so don't stumble over your music. And don't feel bad, because 96% of the young people in contemporary Christian music style churches are not following Christ after graduation. 96% of those in those churches are not following Christ after graduation. We've rocked them well, but taught them to worship the wrong God. Entertainment style Christianity is not noticeably different in any way from the rest of the world, and it won't be, because they have the same idol. They have the same idol. The third thing I want to mention from last week is Satan is after worship. He does not want to be worshipped as Satan. He wants to be worshipped as God. I also brought up Proverbs 13:10. With pride comes contention, but with the well-advised is wisdom. That's why we want to seek to be well-advised. We want to be wise. I gave some names of groups that were infecting Christianity with their music, saying that they were Christian. And I named those groups, and I may not have named your group, but if I didn't name your group, I'm sure you've named it in your mind. Ephesians 5:19, I told you his music is personal. And Psalm 101:1, I also said you are to sing and listen to what God likes, not what you like. And I also said that music is supposed to be directed from you to God, not you to man. And so tonight, an introduction, I want to start off an introduction that a lot of these singers that I'm speaking of are not necessarily bad people. They're not all of them are bad people. I've read their reviews. You can read about them on their album. You can read, you can see what they're really about. And a lot of them seem like they're probably a pretty attractive person to be around. Their personality is really nice. They're nice people. I'm sure anybody could get along with these people. I'm sure they're real friendly. If you were to go to a concert and afterward, I'm sure you could shake their hand. I'm sure they'd take time to say hi to you. I've been to the concerts. They took time. I went backstage. One of the guys stepped on my sister's foot, and after, while he was singing, came down and tripped on her, and then we went back there, and he said, "Oh, I'm sorry for stepping on your foot." Oh, she was all excited that he spoke to her. Now, they're not bad people, but they have the right motive. These people have the right motive, but they have the wrong method. I'm sure you've heard that before. They have the right motive. Their motive is right, but they have a wrong method. They have the right motive, but the wrong method. And they rap you. Well, they got their contemporary style. They have the right motive, but the wrong message. Jesus, God, Father. And they put his name wherever it sounds like it's a good spot to put it. Man, their style, I'm telling you, it's attractive. They got a good style of music. It's attractive. The devil knows how to use them. Contemporary Christian music drags Jesus, his holy, sovereign, and reverend name into Satan's music. That's what contemporary Christian music does. It takes Jesus, his holy name, and it drags it through the mud into Satan's music, which gets you Satan worship with Jesus' name. And that's why some of you don't see anything wrong with it. But that's what Satan wants. Contemporary Christian music is designed to numb your senses. I'm not afraid that a lot of you in church tonight are going to go into this acid-type rock music and this hard rock and this alternative junk. I'm not worried about a lot of you getting into that stuff, because that kind of acid rock will eat you alive. Most of us are not dumb enough to let something eat us alive. Can you imagine walking out to go hunting bear or something, and the bear comes up to you and just go ahead and eat me alive. It's going to feel great. No, you're not going to submit yourself to that kind of danger. And so that's why I'm not worried about the people who listen to Poison, the AC/DC, Metallica, Nirvana. They have that little butterfly on the back window. If you ever see a butterfly, that's what Nirvana. Grateful Dead, they got the little bears, the colored bears, and they put those decals on their cars. I'm not worried about us getting it. If you're in that kind of music, I don't think I could get you out of it. Now, the Holy Spirit of God could probably help you. But if you're in that type of music, you're in a lot of danger, because you just submitted yourself to being eaten alive. You're pretty stupid. You don't think too well. But the type of music I'm talking about is like a snake bite, like a python. It'll strike and bite you, and sometimes you won't even know it bit you until your body starts to get numb, and you can't feel anything. Eventually, you can't move. The snake comes back around after you have no defense. It will swell your vocal cords, and your muscles will become numb, and you can't feel it. It'll swallow you whole because you're numb. That's what Satan's after. He just wants to numb your senses. And so, once contemporary Christian music is listened to and learned, it will not be forgotten. Anytime I've ever been bitten by a snake, I can remember where I was when a snake bit me. I think I've been bit a couple times, not by anything deadly. I wouldn't be here tonight. But anytime I got bit by a snake, I remembered the time. And when you listen to their music and you buy their albums and you go in and you submit yourself to their attractive style, you become to get numb. And the thing is, you will never forget the words of their songs. You'll always remember their words. Now, in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, I'm going to read this verse and then we'll pray and we'll get into the rest of the message. Proverbs 4, verse 23. Proverbs 4, verse 23 says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Let's pray. Lord, I just pray for tonight, God, that you would meet with us here. Lord, you're welcome here. I don't want to even have to bring up this type of a sermon, but I was once in this music. I was raised around this type of music, and Lord, I just want to warn them. I want to warn these people, God, that they won't forget it. It won't lead them in the right path. And I just want to help them tonight. God, just bless us now for the next few minutes in Jesus' name. Amen. Keep thy heart. Keep meaning to guard. To guide thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues. Issues there means boundaries or the solid foundations. These boundaries are not boundaries like you would have a caution strip at maybe at an accident site. Not a wavering boundary, something that just blows around in the wind, but solid foundation type boundaries. So we're to guard our heart with all diligence, for out of it are the boundaries, our solid foundations of life. which means that's what you are. What's in your heart, that's what you are. Your heart obviously must be a precious thing if you're supposed to guard it. Let me give you some things about the heart. Satan wants control of your heart. If he has that, he has your spirit. If he has your spirit, he has your song. And that's what he's after. Number two, out of your heart flows every other issue of life. Out of your heart flows every other issue of your life. If he gains just your heart, then all the other ground can become his. That's what he's after. All the other ground. And all he needs to get is your heart. He wants control of your heart and mind so he can overthrow truth through what? Your imagination. That's what contemporary Christian music is all about, to stimulate your imagination. Oh, those words don't necessarily mean that. You got to use your imagination sometimes. That's what Satan wants. He wants to overthrow all the truth that you've been taught in a good church like this so he can take your life from strong spiritual influences. People who have the strongest influence over your life, he wants to overthrow them. He wants to make them seem stupid or unknowledgeable. They just don't get me. They don't understand me. They weren't raised in this era. No tool in his arsenal is so powerful and so seductive and so subtle as music. That's what Satan's using, folks. That's what he's using. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Second Corinthians 10 and verse number 5. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of who? Christ. Casting down imaginations. Hey, I thought my imagination was there to make life creative. The Bible says to cast it down. And every high thing that exalted itself. Everywhere you turn, the world is hearing. Everywhere you listen, voices are speaking. Everywhere you look, music is shaping the emotions, the spirit, and the hearts of people. How? Through imagination. Imagination is dangerous. Very dangerous. Let's go over to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians 1, verse 17. Ephesians 1, 17, I'll read up to verse 18. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. He just wants you to know what kind of riches you get. He wants you to be enlightened. He wants you to have understanding. He wants you to have eyes of understanding so you can know what the truth is. Now, to the unbelieving culture, those who are unsaved, the culture in our world who is unsaved, this information that I'm giving you in these last 2 weeks would be meaningless to them. They're unsaved. The Holy Spirit cannot prick their heart. They, in a way, are hopeless. They don't have Christ. They don't have the help of the Holy Spirit. But for Christians, let's pray and educate ourselves so that we may see the godless trance that this music has placed on our culture as a, we have a culture too, folks, but it's not their type of a culture. Music in culture is very powerful, and the battle is very personal. Let's go to 1 Timothy 4. 1 Timothy 4:1 says this: Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Who is that? Well, I'm speaking on it. Let me get to it. I'll be there in just a few minutes. Now, tonight, I just want to give you some practical lessons about music from this message, Soundtracking Your Life. Number one, music carries you where you want to go. Music will carry you where you want to go. You can find music to carry you where your desires want to take you. An illustration. We love illustrations. We're good Baptists. We don't always have illustrations to go with every point, but this point I so happen to have a good illustration. Here you go. What movie did this come from? Denon. 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 Jaws. That's where that came from. Now, some of you kids are like, I never heard that before. Well, good. You're a sheltered child. Now, that came from the movie Jaws. Now, they had, I think, three Jaws movies. That movie would have went nowhere without that type of music. You wouldn't have had a Jaws 2 and a Jaws 3 if you didn't have that type of music. You take the music out of something and it's useless. Take the music away from Jaws and it's not scary. Watch Jaws with their pathetic old ways of making this stupid-looking creature that didn't even look real. And take the music away and it's really a stupid movie to watch. Boring. Boring. I'm telling you that music has the power to enslave you. Its power can grab you. The type of music. Next time you're watching that good Christian film, listen, try to watch it without the music. It just wouldn't work out very well, I'm sure. Number two, music will make you do what it wants you to do. Number one, I said music carries you where you want to go. Number two, music will make you do what it wants you to do. Well, I don't really want to turn out like that. Well, if you're listening to that type of music, you're going to turn out that way. It's just going to turn you out. That's just going to be the outcome. I'm sorry to say, some people have turned out in a way they did not want to turn out because their music had the power to turn them out that way. Oh, I wouldn't do that. Well, if your music tells you to, then you will. No, I wouldn't. If your music tells you to, you will. Music will get you in the presence of God quicker than praise or prayer. Music will get you in the presence of God quicker than praise or prayer. I never heard that before. Yeah, try it. You sing a good godly song, something that's pleasing to the Lord's ears, I guarantee you, you'll be in his presence very quickly. You'll feel like you're just there in God's presence. It has the power to get you there quicker than praising him or even praying. That's why we're supposed to surround ourselves with the right kind of music. If you have godly music, you will be self-disciplined. I just have trouble reading my Bible. Yeah, a lot of us do. But if you're listening to godly music, it will help you have self-discipline. It will help you read your Bible someday if that's what you want to be. If you want to read your Bible and you're a Christian, that's a good thing to do. But some of us don't read our Bibles because we have the wrong type of music. It really never says anything about reading the Bible in my music. It won't. It won't. I have trouble praying. I want to be a better prayer warrior. Yeah, so do I. So let's listen to the right kind of music so we can be self-disciplined in that area. I just have trouble soul winning. I can't wake up early on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock to go soul winning. Or whenever your soul winning schedule is. If you don't come here to 10 o'clock soul winning, go a different time. But you say, I just get nervous and I just don't feel like I can speak to somebody or even pass out a track. That's just really, it's really hard to do. If you want self-discipline, listen to godly music. It will help you do that. You have trouble giving to people and helping people with your life the way that you want. I wish I could help people. That's my desire. Well, you won't help anybody if your music is messing with your mind. Number three, music has to complement your life. Music has to match your life. You won't be happy if the music doesn't match your life. If you have some fairy tale type music with Jaws, it's not going to make a good movie. It won't be scary. And that's the trouble with some of you. We see your Christian life when you come here, you put your nice suit on, your nice dress, and you get all primped up and ready for church, and we see your good life. But something doesn't seem right. What is it? Your music doesn't match. It doesn't soundtrack. It doesn't have the right soundtrack with your life. There's something behind your life that we can't see, that only you know about, and it doesn't match up. It's hard to live that way, folks. You couldn't even make money off of a movie like that with the wrong type of music. The music makes everything. Just like a shirt and a tie combo for the men. You got the shirt and the tie should go together. It's breaking news, I know. Well, if I don't match, my wife doesn't pick out my clothes. Okay, I don't let her do that. But a shirt and a tie combo. That's why years ago you could never walk in a Burlington Coat Factory and find a shirt and a tie in the same package, or JCPenney, or wherever you choose to shop, wherever your wallet can handle. But now they got shirt and tie combos. They just help you out. They put the shirt with the tie, and you just buy it all in one nice package. It has to match. You should match. Women, your jewelry, it should match. If you wear gold-colored earrings with a white gold bracelet or a white gold necklace, it's not going to work real well. It's not the appropriate way. I know you're from Greene County, but just bear with me here. Some of you probably have, I don't know, that hemp type necklace, and maybe, I don't know, something, those little charm bracelets. I don't know what you do in Greene County, but I'm just saying, if you wear jewelry, ladies, it should match. It should all the golds should match. All the platinum colors or the white golds, they should all go with each other. No exceptions. You know what? Your day is going to reflect your music. If you're having a bad day today and your attitude stinks and you're not nice to be around, it's probably because you're having trouble with your music. That's probably it. If you get your music straightened out, now, we had good music in heaven at one time. Then bad music started to infect it, and God said, oh, I know how to take care of heaven. I know how to keep this place great and pure and perfect. Let's just kick out that music. And he did. He kicked out the devil. And so God, I think, is having a pretty good day up in heaven. But some of us are sneaking around with our music. 8 years old, I remember recording or asking my friends for their kind of music, and I would hide it underneath my pillow and listen to it. I think it was called The Candyman. I don't know why I liked that. But for a little while, until the tape wore out, I snuck around with it. If my parents would have caught me with that, they probably would have been upset. We're hiding it. We set maybe that quick dial on our radio, that number, that 1 through 5 that you can push, and you have that station that you would never listen to and never let anybody else listen to. But when you get in your car, that's the button you hit. And then you get out of your car and you got a stinking attitude and you treat your kids like junk. And that's the trouble. You kick the dog when you get home and you don't like your job and you don't like the church and the preacher doesn't like you anymore. And you can't sing and the choir won't let you in and you're just having a terrible life. I'm telling you, it's your music, folks. It's your music. You get that straight, you're going to have a pretty happy life. Oh, here's one. We justify it. We justify it. Well, I will never get deeper into that kind of music. I like this. It kind of sounds like it, but it still is pretty pure type contemporary music. It's a person who doesn't sing that bad of music. We justify it. We also fight against it. And we fight the Holy Spirit when he tells us to turn it off. Eventually, the Holy Spirit will not tell you to turn it off because he's sick of speaking to you. He's sick of talking to you because your bonehead won't listen to him. And so he can't help you. Number four, music is the vehicle to get the words in you. That's what music is. It's the vehicle to get the words into you. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. Now tell me, you all know that song. The medicine go down, the medicine go down. What a happy tune to putting something terrible in your body. Something bitter, wicked, wrong, nasty tasting stuff. Oh, but what a happy tune. Just a spoonful of sugar. Oh, it just makes you want to run to the medicine cabinet and chug some Pepto or something. I don't know. Now, I tried to go water skiing yesterday, tried to, and I never did get up, but my head is full of this water, and so I may not get real hot-headed tonight because I have something to cool my brain, but maybe that's why I picked Pepto there. I don't know. I think that amoeba is starting to work on me. If I leave right after the service and don't shake your hand, it's because I have water in my system. Now, this song is designed to get the medicine in you. That's why they sing it. Some of you parents might have sang the song, just a spoonful. And as you shove that medicine into your kids. Now, here you go. Let's go from laughing to something serious. Just like rock music is to get rebellion, sex, and drugs inside of you. That's what rock music is for. It's a tune to get rebellion, sex, and drugs inside of you. This is why Christian rock cannot exist. Because if it does, then you have Christian rebellion. Christian sex, Dad. Christian drugs. It doesn't make sense. Christian doesn't go with any of that junk. You can't put the two together. They just don't go hand in hand. They don't walk too well together. They're not agreed. Now listen to this whole message tonight. You have your problems because the film and the soundtrack of life don't match up. That's why you have problems. You're living your life with the wrong soundtrack. The Christian life you're trying to live, or we expect you to live, does not match the music in the background. The Christian life you're trying to live does not match the music in the background. That's why we have cultures who have come over to the United States and they've kept their music. Different countries. This is a free country. We let anybody come on over here as long as you have the appropriate type paperwork. But they come over and they bring their music with them. And their country, they're trying to get out of it. But they bring their music with them. They bring their culture with them. And they never change. I'm a garbage man. I pick up the alleys. I know the type people who came from that culture, who live in that part of town, and their trash is the dirtiest, nasty stuff you'd ever see in your life. Their culture, they're just messy people. I've asked someone one time, hey, what could we do to help these people clean up their neighborhood? There's nothing you can do. That's just their culture because their music is designed to keep a mess. It's just a big mess. There's nothing we could do with their culture. You cannot change certain cultures by bringing them into a Christian lifestyle. If they keep their culture with them, they're keeping their music, and you can't bring them into a Christian lifestyle like the United States of America was founded upon. And we have these people, we wonder sometimes why they're here in our country and why they just don't get on board and get into a good church. They won't ever get into a good church because that's their culture. Be careful with your appetites because what you begin to like will nearly be impossible to give up. If you like something, you're a human being just like the rest of us. We start to get desires, and there's certain foods we start to like, and I love Coke, and I don't think I could ever give up drinking Coke, not snorting it or anything. Come on, people. I know some of you thought that, but anyways, I like to drink soda and things like that, but it would be tough to give up if I had to give it up. It would be tough because I like that.
just like the type of music, is going to be tough if you have to give it up. It's going to be, I'm not saying it's going to be an easy road. It won't be. It's going to be fighting the devil every day for years. As many years as you put into it, it will take twice as many to get back out of it. Just be careful. Be careful what kind of appetites you let come in. If music styles don't have powerful messages, then why aren't Christian contemporary music artists less like the world? If music styles don't have powerful messages, then why aren't these artists less like the world and more like Christ? They have powerful messages. That's why they look the same, if not worse, than the people you go and see at the mall. The people who are on these Christian albums, there's nothing different about them. There's no change. Now the Bible says in Romans 12:2, and be not conformed. Give me some verses on music, something that says something about a song or a tune or a melody. Well, I will. Just hold on. Let me read this verse. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You have to have a renewed mind. Hey, think for yourself here. Look at the style of music. Any type of music. Just look at the style. Then look at the lives of those who immerse in that style. Look at the type and style of music, and then the people who listen to it and immerse themselves in it. Just look. They always go hand in hand. If whatever type of music you're listening to, it's what you're going to act like. It's what you're going to look like. It's what you're going to be. They always go hand in hand. And sometimes I can tell. I can tell. I've been in church my whole life. I've been around enough friends who have been in this type of music and have kept it. I know what you look like, the dress styles that you want, your hairstyle. Sideburns down here one day, sideburns up here the next. And you're always insecure and you're not sure where to keep yourself. And, oh, I'm just a teenager. I think I'll grow out of it. No, you'll always be insecure because this type of music breeds insecurity. That's all it's about. Just a bunch of insecure people that are worshiping someone who they think is God but is not God, who wants to be worshiped as God. Now, E.Y. Harburg wrote this in the mid-1900s. I don't know who he is, and you probably don't even know who he is. I'm not sure. But E.Y. Harburg wrote this statement: words make you think a thought. Music makes you feel a feeling. A song makes you feel a thought. I'll say it again. Words make you think a thought. Music makes you feel a feeling. And a song makes you feel a thought. Now, behind, I know you're all waiting for this. I want more lyrics. I want to hear another group. Okay? Behind the song, the real Jesus. Flip on Family Friendly, whatever you want to. You'll hear the song. Step into the Christian bookstore. You'll find these people. Once at the top of the charts, this song. The real Jesus from the album Wide-Eyed and Mystified by the group Down Here. Let me just give you just the behind the song spot before I give you some of the lyrics. Here's what the lead singer said, Mark. The name of Jesus evokes such a diversity of reactions in so many different people. That fact alone is almost enough to cause me to believe in him. I think almost anyone you meet will have some kind of reaction to the name Jesus, negative or positive, whether they intend to or not. I originally set out to write a song that simply depicted a lot of different views of Jesus. Whether they were consistent with who Scripture says he is or not. But what I ended up with after about 6 rewrites, probably wrestling with the Holy Spirit, was a song that has a lot more focus than that. The quasi-song titled Jesus became the real Jesus. and naturally went from a song with little to no focus. He started with the name Jesus. And then he said, I changed it to the real Jesus, but in the beginning it was just a song with no focus. And it was named Jesus. To a very poignant one that I think most believers will realize is a call out to them. To us, the church. That's what Mark said about this song, The Real Jesus. Jesus on the radio. Jesus on the late night show. Jesus in a dream, looking all serene. Jesus on a steeple. Jesus in the Gallup poll. Jesus has his very own brand of rock and roll. Oh, can anybody show me the real Jesus? That's what the melody is. Oh, let your love unveil the mystery of the real Jesus. Watch him on the silver screen, bought the action figurine. But Jesus is the only name that makes you flinch. Now, hey, down here, and all of you that are listening tonight, let me tell you about finding the real Jesus in your music. Here's some verses. You wanted them? I'll give them to you. Exodus 32, 17 through verse 18, it says, it should not sound like war in the camp. 2 Chronicles 5, 13 says, it should sound like praising. Romans 12, 2 says, it should be different from the world. Ephesians 5:19 says it should be psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Colossians 3:16 says it should be singing with grace. Psalm 4:3 says it should be a new song. Ephesians 5:18 through 19 says it should facilitate the filling of God's Holy Spirit. Colossians 3:16, it should instruct me in God's word. Ephesians 5:19 through 20, it should be spiritual in melody, not beat driven. Romans 12:1 through 2 says it should facilitate God's transforming work and combat the world's conforming work. In Psalm 43, it should witness to others of Christ. Is your music right tonight? I hope your music gets right. If it's not, 1 Samuel 16:23, it should repel evil spirits and welcome God's spirit. Psalm 81:1, it should strengthen my life. Psalm 81:2, it should be pleasant. Psalm 100 verse 1, it should be joyful. Psalm 47:7 and 1 Corinthians 14:15, it should be understandable. Colossians 3:15 through 16, it should let God's peace rule in my heart. Psalm 100 verse 4, it should express thanks. Isaiah 65:14, it should produce godly emotions. Romans 6:16, it should produce spiritual fruit in my life. Proverbs 4:23, it should help protect my heart. Psalm 29:2, it should worship and extol our God. In 1 Corinthians 14:10 and verse 33, it should be orderly and not of confusion. 1 Corinthians 10:31, it should glorify God. I tell you why Jesus has his very own brand of rock and roll, because you're singing it. Let's pray.
Bow our head and close our eyes. Lord, thank you for what we heard this evening. And Lord, thank you for provoking, Lord, our hearts to make sure our music is right. And Lord, I pray that you would help us, Lord, in this area, Lord, to make sure that we keep our lives where they need to be. Lord, it is an important area. And Lord, I pray that you work in our hearts tonight. Lord, thank you for the message. And Lord, I pray that we as Christians would do business with you, Lord, during this invitation. And God, I pray that there's a young person here. I pray if there's a child here, Lord, if there's an adult here, if there's an older person here, anyone, Lord, who has this kind of stuff in their life, Lord, I pray that we would come to an old-fashioned altar, Lord, and get our hearts right with you this evening. Now, I pray that you'd bless our invitation, Lord, and just do a work in our hearts, we pray, in your name.